Can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. You have kept my word. You have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they're not, they're liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I've loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will keep you from the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this Sunday and we're thankful that we can gather as a people of God. We are not here because of some racial or national or ethnic reason. We are here because of Jesus. Born of a virgin 2,000 years ago, Father, we acknowledge and we praise you for the impact that he's had on history, the change that he's had in our world. Father, we pray for the needs of our congregation here in Teaneck.
主耶稣，我们向我们天成教会向你求。
We pray for those that are in difficult situations health-wise with their doctors and medicine and their bodies. Father, we pray that you'd bring a healing touch to them.
特别是为了在身体上有疾病的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣，我们特别向你求，求你亲自的来医治他们。
We pray for our men and women in the business world that, Father, they would have good testimonies for Jesus Christ.
我们也为了在商场上的弟兄姐妹来向你祷告，求你让他们能够在他们的职场上做你好的见证人。
We pray for those mothers that stay at home and the massive job they have, the important job they have to raise and teach their children to become godly children.
我们也为了在家里带孩子的母亲们向你求，但愿他们能够照着你的话来带领他们的孩子，能够成为一个敬爱神的人。
We pray for our students, Lord. We're thankful for the students that you have given this church.
我们也为了在教会中的学生来感谢你。
They are our future leaders.
他是我们未来的带领的人。
May they passionately follow Jesus Christ. May they be committed to be cross bearers. Father, we want to pray for the nations of Africa that are stricken by this Ebola crisis.
主耶稣，我们也要向非洲来向你求，他们现在受到了埃博毒病毒的捆绑。Father,
we know there are many organizations that are there: Doctors Without Borders, Samaritan's Purse, World Vision. We ask for the workers for their protection, that they would be able to bring healing to these people, Father.
有许许多多的机构团体在那个地方服侍，有许多的你的百姓在那里服侍。主，我们求你亲自来保护他们，不要受到各样的攻击。
We praise you for the healing of these two healthcare workers and the two doctors. Father, we're thankful for the testimony of their love for Jesus Christ, that they left everything to go over there and risk themselves to help other people. We're thankful for that nurse in Dallas who is healed and the testimony that she gave even in the White House about God answering her prayers.
我们特别为最近这几位医生护士们，因为受了，因为为了在这个病毒上有所被传染，我们特别为他们来感谢你，因为他们真的是在为你做了美好的见证，也但愿他们能够继续的为你来服侍，特别是在白宫这个护士能够宣扬他对你的一切的服侍。
May we pray for those people who are helping and those people who are hurt by Ebola, Father. May they all come to know Jesus Christ, who is eternal life.
我们也为了那些被病毒所感染的一切的人，但愿借着这一次，他们能够愿意回转向你，能知道你是那真正的，你是那真正的神。
We pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祷告是感。是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Jonathan,
please rise. 请起立。Our final song is Arise.One thing we ask.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change.
One thing.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord.Change our lives.
Arise.
Arise. Arise. Arise. Arise. Arise. Take your place. Be enthroned on our praise. Arise, King of Kings, Holy God, as we sing.
One thing.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change us.
One thing.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you,Lord, come and change our lives. Arise, 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 arise. Take your place, be enthroned on our praise. Arise, King of Kings, Holy God, as we sing.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing us here on a Sunday morning so that we could worship you and learn more about you. I pray that you would bless the speaker and the congregation. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. 请坐。Children may now quietly leave to their classes. Children, go to your Sunday school classes.
Yeah, thanks.
This morning, I would like to talk to you about doors, doors of opportunity. We all came through a door this morning to get into this room. There's probably one main door that we came through that's in the back, but maybe you knew the way through the kitchen and came in one of these side doors, but each one presented itself as an opportunity for you to come and to worship the Lord and to meet with God's people. And some doors have labels on them, and they let you know that this is for men or this is for women. The same door, but you don't want to make a mistake, like I made in the seventh grade in Greensboro, North Carolina. We had changed schools, and I was a Yankee down in the South. And this was my first year of changing classes, so we had a first period, a second period, a third period, and we went all over this big building, and sometimes got lost the first couple of days. And so we're rushing off to gym, and my friends are saying, "Come on, Colonel, quick, get going. Come on, Colonel, get going. Go in that door. That's where gym is." And I pushed the door open and walked into the girls' locker room.
我的朋友一直催我赶快我们要到上体育课，我们要上体育课了。进了那个门就是体育室，我就推了那个门一看，原来那个是女孩子的更衣室。
Now I can't even tell you how long ago that was. That's over 60 years ago, and I still remember it today.
虽然是60年前发生的事情，可是我到今天我还记得。
The key part of this passage, when Jesus speaks to the church of Philadelphia, by the way, that's not the city 90 miles to the south, but when Jesus speaks to the church of Philadelphia, which is a church in Asia Minor, he talks to them about an open door.
我们今天要与大家分享的是腓拉铁菲的教会，不是在费城90英里以外的那个城，而这个腓拉铁菲的教会是主耶稣在告诉我们是有一个机会。
It's a door of opportunity.
是一个机会的门。
Philadelphia as a town there in Turkey was strategically placed between three other countries, and early on in their history, they were commissioned with spreading the Greek culture.
腓拉铁菲它是其实是一个有计划的设立在那里，它也是三个城的一个转捩点，而且它在那个地方主要的目的，当初建的目的是要传扬希腊的文化。
They were a strategically placed town with an open door to spread ideas in the surrounding areas.
他在那边是非常有计划的，在那个地点，在靠近土耳其的地方，是因为要传扬那边的文化出去。
Let me give you an example from American geography.
我们从美国的地理来看，就打个比方吧。
One of the reasons why New York City is so strategic and so important is because it is placed right at the head of several rivers, the Hudson River, the other rivers going north, the Long Island Sound, and because of its strategic placement, ideas, commerce, business could come from this place from the earliest days of our country.
比如说纽约市为什么这么重要，因为它是好几条河的源头，哈德逊河、东河，而且在，所以呢它在那个地方它的重要性，有商场上的重要性，有交易上的重要性。
It was a strategic door. I think you could say New Orleans down south, St. Louis at the convergence of the Mississippi and the Missouri. This is a strategic port, a strategic door. Ideas can come back and forth. Commerce can move back and forth.
所以同样的在南部的纽奥里也是 有 相当同样的地位，因为是靠着密西西比河，所以呢 商业人商船可以在那边来往。
And I think we could go around the world, and if my Chinese geography was a bit better, I could maybe mention some places in China that are that way, but you perhaps know them right now.
如果我的中国的知识好一点的话，我可能也可以说一些中国的城市，可是我相信你一定知道在中国有些城市也是有相当相似的地位。
And when Jesus saw their position, he saw opportunity. When men came to America and saw Manhattan Island and the rivers coming back and forth, they just didn't see pretty scenery. They just didn't say, this is a good place to catch fish. They saw, this is a place for opportunity. Doors are opportunities.
主耶稣看到腓拉铁菲教会，他看到这是一个机会，就像我们人来到了纽约市一样，我们来不是因为要来看风景，而是我们看到这是一个机会。
I'd like to talk to you this morning about the opportunities in your life, the doors in your life.
今天早上我要与大家分享的是你人生的机会。
And for some of us, some doors are closed. I will never play the piano like the Jonathans or some of the other people in this, or like you, we heard in New York, never, because that door is closed. I want to play baseball instead, can't play baseball or the piano. But some doors for us, people, are closed, but some are still open.
对我来说，我弹钢琴的这个门对我一定是关着的，打球的门对我一定是关着的，因为我就是不能做那些事。可是我相信有别的门是为我而开，别的机会是为我预备的。
You may be considering a decision about an opportunity, a geographical opportunity that may involve relocation. There are doors of geography, where I live, where I will change jobs, where my company will change my location. We call it relocation opportunity.
或许在你现在也有那个就是迁移的机会，因为是公司要迁移，要搬离了，所以你可能在工作上也有那个机会，你要迁离。
Some doors for many of you are already closed, you're married. But for some,They are considering marriage, or will consider it in the next 5 years, and that door is open, and you're considering the proper mate. Will she be a good fit? Will he be a good spiritual leader? And those doors are doors of opportunity for you.
有些人已经结婚了，所以那个门对你来说是已经关了。有些人还在寻求你的配偶，所以在下未来的几年、五年、三年之内，你要寻找的配偶是属于是有是爱神的人吗？那个门还对你来说依然是开着的。
There's another door that's shut for me, although I still do a little of it. But where shall I go to college? Where shall I go to grad school? Where shall I go to med school? And as we apply, there seem to be 5 or 10 doors, schools, opportunities that are open. But some say no, some say no, some say no. Then we have 2 doors, and finally we choose to go to which school.
这个门大概对我来说可能已经关了，就像在座的有 要申请大学、申请研究院、申请医学院，你可能有一个、两个、十个的门开在那边，可是一个一个关了以后，就可能剩下两个，你还是最终要决定哪一个门、哪一个机会是给你的。
Some doors that I found as a pastor. How long shall I stay at a church? Is it time to move on?When shall I leave? I remember one time we were praying about leaving a church in Greensboro. It just seemed like a good time. And go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
对传道人来说, 这个门, 有的时候是说, 我, 我在这个教会, 还要留多久, 我可能需要再, 往, 再, 再换一个教会了, 在过去, 我有这个经验, 我们曾经为了一个教会, 我们在, 在, 呃, 祷告是, 该留, 还是该去。
Some pastors stay for a very long time. There's no, nothing, and some of us move, and I moved, and I remember this one afternoon, I picked up the phone, it was a church in Michigan, and we talked for about a half hour. Was I interested? I didn't know, and they told me about the church, and we spoke. I hung the phone up, the phone rang again. It was another church, and they both had called within 30 seconds, within 30 minutes of each other. And I said to my wife, I said, I wonder if the Lord's telling us something. And sometimes God arranges circumstances to change our focus, to change our location.
有的牧者在一个教会会待得很长的时间，有的牧者就像我一样，我常常会换教会。我记得我以前，有一次我就是接了一个电话，有个地方的教会打了电话给我，30分钟之内，另外一个教会又打了一个电话给我。我在那个时候就跟我的妻子有交通，说是不是神在呼召我们要换个地方。
Here's the one sure way to know that you have a door. What is the pull of God in your life? What is the destiny of God for you that you understand it? What is the dream that you think about, regardless of money, regardless of education, regardless of where your state is, but you say, you know what, if I was doing exactly what I think I should be doing, I think I'd be a professor in China. If I was doing exactly what I think I'd be doing, I think I'd be a missionary in Africa. If I was doing exactly what I think I was doing, I'd be a CEO in New York.
我们常常想，这个机会好像是神在拉着我们往前走。可是我们也在想想，我们常常觉得说，我们在做的时候，我们就觉得说，我好像确定，我应该是个教授，我应该是个传道人，我应该是一个传福音的人，在非洲的一个传福音的人。
So when we talk about doors, open doors, closed doors, and you try to identify the doors of opportunity in your life, think about what you dream about, what you'd like to be doing when you finish school, what you'd like to be doing when you paid off all those school debts, what you'd like to be doing if you really could do anything. That, I think, is that door of opportunity that God has placed in your heart that I want to talk about tonight, this morning.
我们讲到机会的门，我们如果你是这样想，就好像说你有一个盼望，你渴慕，你想要做什么，你想要成为一个什么。所以今天我们就是来讲，我要与大家分享，就是神在你的身上，在你的心里摆了那个什么样的渴慕，让你愿意来顺服，愿意照着你的梦想来实行。
The first thing we need to say is that not every door can be or should be opened by you. God will shut doors, and when He does, don't try to bang on them to open them up.
第一，我要与大家说的是，不是每一个门都是为你而开的。当神关了那些门的时候，你不需要又敲又打的让他再替你开门。
You're praying earnestly for a college. You're praying earnestly for this guy to be your special man. And all of a sudden you've been rejected by that college. You must see the no, the closed door, as much of an answer to prayer as the yes door is.
这么恒切的祷告，要进哪个学校？恒切的祷告，为你的配偶，将来的配偶祷告的时候，而当那个门关的时候，当那个学校拒绝你的时候，希望你能够看到这样的拒绝，也是神为你的开的一个门，是让你能够接受那个拒绝。Paul
desperately wanted to go and preach the gospel in Asia, the lower part, what we would call Turkey today. And God said no. God said no. Then Paul was obedient, and he went into Macedonia and had a tremendous ministry, guess what? With the Asians that were in Greece. God can shut a door, and when He does, Christians, turn around and look for another door to be opened. God says no to that university, then He has a special place for you at another university. God says no to that relationship, then look for a better relationship that He has for you.
保罗当初非常想到小亚细亚南部的地方去 传福音，可是神拦阻了他，而让他转道到了马其顿。而在马其顿，他的福音大大的兴旺，而且有许多的在那边说希腊语的人能够转向主。所以今天如果神关了一个大学的门，他一定会开另外一个门。如果神今天关了你与你心里想的那个关系，那个交朋友的关系，他一定会祝福你另外一个关系。
Please remember that your prayers are not wish fulfillment. Every prayer should end with Thy will be done. I prayed intensively for some events when I was pastoring back in Illinois. Prayed, fasted, people prayed. We prayed for months. And God said no.
请大家注意，我们祷告，我们要求的，我们很恳切的祷告的时候，不是要我们心里想要的。当然我们是心里想要，可是我们有没有记得是主的神的旨意有没有成全，那才是最重要的。我以前也有经验，当我为了一个事工或为了事情，我恳切恳切的祷告，我禁食祷告，可是当神他还是应允我，他说不。
I said, God, you didn't answer my prayer.
我说神，你没有答应我的祷告。
We prayed, we fasted, we prayed all night. You didn't answer. He says, yes, I did. The answer is no.
我说神啊，我们整夜祷告，我们禁食祷告，可是你没有回答应允我的祷告。神说有，我回答了，我的答案是不。
And we just think that, oh, because we pray about it, God is going to say, okay, that's it, I'm going to do it. No, God can say, let's, there are three answers that God can give to you. Yes, no, wait.
我们常常觉得说，我们祷告了就应该应允我，可是不是，神的回答有三样，是，不是，等待。
All right, the second thing I'd like to say about doors, for the first point was God can shut them. If He does, look for another open one. The second thing is know the difference between what I want and what He permits.
当然我们刚刚讲的第一点就是说，如果神关了一个门，他一定会开第二个门。第二点我们要讲的是我们想要的，我们要想到我们想要的，我们要求的是不是神要成就的。
If there are doors of opportunities that are in my life that will bring glory to me, bring satisfaction to me, bring comfort to me, pretty much you can almost guarantee that that's not an open door or door from God. That's a David door, not a God door.
如果在我们的生活中有许许多的机会是荣耀我们自己，是为了让我们自己更崇高、更好的话，我想你大概可以知道，那个大概不是荣耀神的，不是神所为我们开的门。
Lord, I want to get ahead, and I'll do anything to my coworkers to climb over them to get ahead. Thank you, Lord, for getting ahead, but I look back at all the lies and all the work and all the cheating I did. That's not God's will to get ahead.
在工作上，如果说神啊，我要升高，我要高升，我要比人家更好，所以呢，我升高了。可是我回头看的时候，我发现我用了各种不好的手段来欺骗个人。我相信那不是神所要给我们的。
Try to sift through your life and find out what is that pull of God, where God is pulling you. In my life right now, He's pulling me to Africa, to spend my retirement years over there, back and forth. That's where the pull of God, and to teach over there. That's what I believe He's created me to do. That's what I'm working for. That's the pull of God. That's the door that is open.
对我来说， 对大家来说，你们要好好的省察你们生活上各种的你的愿望，因为对我来说，我现在我觉得神在吸引我，我要到非洲去，我要到非洲，在我这个后半生的这一段时间，我要在非洲传福音，因为这是我觉得这是神放在我心上的旨意。
And quickly, just let me finish this point that God has permitted each of us.A certain thorn in the flesh. God has permitted us, each of us, a certain handicap. And we have prayed that God would remove that. And God has said, no, we wanted to go through that handicap of, get rid of that handicap and be healed. And God said, no, we wanted to go through that, get rid of that handicap of poverty. And God said, no.And he said no so that his grace would be glorified in our weakness.
当然我们在各样的事上我们也知道我们有许多的难处我们许多软弱的地方可是神让我们要我们知道就是因为有这些 软弱的地方有这些难处在钱财上在身体上就是因为有这些难处软弱神的荣耀才能借着这些能够彰显出来
You can say Lord make me a big church so that we can really impact North Jersey God said no Philadelphia had little strength and I used you We have little strength at EBCC We don't have many people We're ethnic churchBut God says, that's exactly where I can use you. I can't, you say, well, he'll use me if I become a multimillionaire. No, he'd rather use you when you have a ton of trust in him for your next meal.
我们说主啊如果我们有一个很大的教会我们在福音上就有可以大大的兴旺就像腓拉铁菲的教会一样主说你有一点点的能力一点点的能力就所以我们今天在天城我们一点点的能力可是主因为有一点点能力我们对神的信靠就更深更大就是靠着这个更深更大的信靠神能够让来做神的工作
Okay, our first point, remember, God can shut a door, and when he does, look for another open door, or as someone said, look for an open window.
记得第一点是当神关了一个门的时候我们要寻找机会。
Don't mistake every desire, every want that you have as a door of opportunity, but always learn to say with opportunities, if the Lord will, if he permits,Or in the, as the Latin says, Deo volente, God willing.
如果关了门不就找了开了门不是就是说我们每个人心里想要的还是要以神的意念为意念而不是我们心里想要的为意念。
Now I'm going to illustrate this next point in further on in the sermon, but going through a door demands movement, risk, leaving the status quo.Change. You cannot go through doors of opportunity continuing your life as is. When you go through a door of opportunity, it is going to change your geographic status, it's going to change your church status, it's going to change your business status, it may change your economic status, but going through a door demands change.
当一个机会来的时候当你愿意拿起那个机会的门走过去的时候它要求你要有改变有可能你需要有迁移有可能在工作上你要有转换有可能在你的金钱上也有影响可是只有拿起那个机会的门你愿意要有这样的转变你才能够经过那个机会的门
And you have to say, well, what are the doors, Pastor? What are the doors in front of my life? What are the doors in front of EBC future right now? What are they?
所以我们是说，那我们现在目前我们到底有什么样的机会？到底对天城来说，我们目前我们要面对有什么样的机会要来临呢？
I'll give you a couple that I think as a pastor and as a Christian, I think the whole Ebola crisis is a door of opportunity for serious Christians.
我相信我可以给你们几个可是我相信这个埃博拉的梅毒的病毒的 这件事情是一个门
I had lunch on Friday
with a Jewish psychiatrist. We regularly meet, and we talked about these doctors that go to Africa. He said, these people are real heroes. These people that risk their practice are real heroes. And I thought to myself, for someone who is not a follower of Jesus to say that, I think the American church has to think about how can we be used. Maybe we need to send money. But there may be one or two of us that need to go over and volunteer just because we feel the pull of God. Not the urgings of a preacher, but because we feel the pull of God to do something significant to rescue somebody from hell.
我礼拜五跟一个犹太人，他是一个心理学家吃饭，他就提到了在非洲这些医生们在那边服侍，因为这个病毒的关系，在那边服侍这么多人。他说这些医生都是英雄。 都是一个真是做了很了不起的工作。我看到他这个犹太人，他不是一个基督徒，可是他看到了。那我们在教会，我们做基督徒的，我们是不是也应该因为神的感动而在这项的服事上有所参与呢？
Here's another door of opportunity.
还有一个门。
There is much discussion today in our culture about the definition of marriage, the role of the sexes. There's a door of opportunity for you to say something.
这还有一个门，就是今天我们对婚姻的定义，还有对这个男女关系，如果是基督徒的话，我们是不是应该也该开口说些话呢？
Make sure you say something based on the scripture. Make sure you say something in a way that invites people to study the scripture. But I must tell you, if you're reading and you're listening and you're watching our culture, this has all changed from Israel to France to all over except in the Middle East and in Russia. All these definitions have changed and all these lifestyles have changed. And this is a door of opportunity for a little Christian, for a little church, to speak a word. That's all Jesus is saying. You have not denied my name.
对一个小小的教徒，对基督徒，对一个小小的教会，对这样的环，对这样的男女关系、婚姻的定义，我们是不是也应该可以说，照神的话来说，但愿你能够用神的话来告诉你周遭的人，因为现在从以色列，从法国到各个的地方，除了中东以外，对这个婚姻的关系和男女之间的关系，还有男跟女这个关系，实在变化的太多了，所以。 照我们是个基督徒，虽然小，虽然力量很软弱，可是我们还是可以说，我们照神的话说。
Now you know when I preach, you preach to yourself as much as you do out there. If you enter into the marketplace, the place where I work, and you say something about the definition of marriage or the role of sexes, what's going to happen? You know, there's going to be pushback. There might be ostracism. People might not talk to you. They might say, oh, you are just a fundamentalist. But may I say something? Jesus says, you don't deny me in this book. I won't deny you. Now you think about it. 100 years from now, where are all those important people in your, all your school friends, where will they be 100 years from now? Where will you be 100 years from now? They won't know you. You won't know them, but guess what? God will know you. And that's the issue right now. Whom do we serve? Our group or our God?
在我们工作，特别是我们工作场所，如果我们说起这些男女关系，尤其是男跟男、女跟女的这些关系，我们有站在不同的地位的时候，如果我们敢不敢说，我们能不能照着圣经的教导来说？主耶稣也教导我们。 如果你不拒绝我的名，我也不会弃绝你。虽然说这些朋友现在是你的朋友，一百年后你还认得他们吗？可是主一百年后还会记得我们。
Just quickly, there's a couple more doors that are open for you Christians and for me.
还有几个门还现在还是为我们开的。
The rise of militant Islam. We all of a sudden as Christians have to clearly articulate our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we need to know clearly what the difference between Christianity is and Islam because the door, the discussion, the opportunity is out there in the culture. And are we walking through that door?Or are we saying, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going through this. I'm not going through the Ebola deal. And what happens? We just get in our little holy huddles, say nothing to, how about this for a double negative? Say nothing to nobody.
还有一个门就是现在激进派的激进的伊斯兰教在各个兴起。我们基督徒是不是能够站立得住，明白神真正的神基督的地位，而与他们分别出来呢？如果说我们什么都不做，我们什么都不说，那我们是不是也带着这样的心态，也不愿意在这样的征战中有所参与呢？
Quickly, just quickly, there are 100 million Christians today who are persecuted for their faith.100 million Christians in Nigeria, in Syria, in Egypt, they lose their lives because they are Christians.
现今超过十万的基督徒在中东的地方被迫害。
So my fourth point for you would be this.When deciding about going through a door, don't consider your strength, the finances of the church. Consider God's opportunity.
第四点，当我们这一个机会的门呈现给我们的时候，我们不要考虑我们的经济能力，我们不要考虑教会的经济能支持的能力，我们是要看神是怎么带我们。
Okay, quickly, about doors. Doors are opportunities. God can give you opportunities. He can say no to opportunities. That's our first point.
第一点，我们再一次回顾。第一点，门是一个机会，可以神会关，可是他也会开另外一个机会给我们。
Don't mistake every desire that you have as an open door from God.
不要误认为你每一个你想要做的都是神对你开的门。
Going through a door, going through an opportunity, seizing an opportunity demands change in lifestyle, demands change in status quo, demands change in churches, it demands a change in relationships.
当你愿意拿起那个机会，当你愿意经历那个机会的时候，是代表着你要有许多的改变，或许是生活的改变、工作的改变，或者是人际关系的改变。
And when you hear about an open door, don't quickly run to your bank account. Don't quickly look at the assets of the church. Look to God. If God wants you to go through that door, you should go through the door.
当一个机会呈现给你的时候，不要赶快去看你银行的存款有多少，不要赶快来看教会的支持有多少，而要看神是怎么在你的身上有所作为。
Jesus said, "See, I have placed before you an open door, the Ebola opportunity. I placed before you an open door of evangelizing Islam. I've placed before you, and nobody can shut that door."
当神说你看我已经在你面前摆了这个埃波拉病毒的这个门我已经在你面前摆了为要向激进派的伊斯兰教来传福音的时候神开了这个门他就不会关
And I know you, you're not a big church I know you, you have school debt I know that you have little strength But that's not the issue Trust me, let's go
神说我知道你虽然能力 有限，你虽然还有你的学业的债务，可是相信我，我们一起往前。
Now I want to share with you a modern story and I mean you know a historic lesson about a person by the name of C.T. Studd. Many of you older Chinese will know of him. He was part of the Cambridge Seven that went to China.
我要与大家分享一个过去的一个人，他叫施达德，他是在英国的七个人到中国来传福音的。
Influenced by D.L. Moody, came to know Christ through D.L. Moody, and then influenced and followed Hudson Taylor's model to become, along with six other Cambridge graduates, they went to China.
他是剑桥的毕业生，他受到穆迪的影响，来照着戴德生的在中国传福音的方法，他到了中国来传福音。
For some of you younger guys, he was the third son of a very, very wealthy man.
对年轻的弟兄来说，他在家里排行第三，他们家里是非常非常的富足的一个家。
He was a world-class professional cricket player. Let's call him a world-class baseball player. He was an all-star for the cricket team in England.
What's a cricket? 他是一个玩曲棍球的一个运动家，而且是一个非常有名的。
He and his brothers came to know Jesus Christ in 1878, just like you did 2 weeks ago. They came to know Christ in 1878.
他和他的弟兄1878年来认识主。
But he says this, instead of going and telling others about the love of Christ, I was selfish, kept the knowledge to myself. The result was gradually my love began to grow cold, and the love of the world began to come in.I spent 6 unhappy years in a backslidden state.
他说，与其我对爱主，而我却在各样的事上，我对主的爱渐渐冷淡了，因为我远离主，所以呢。
He met with D.L. Moody, and D.L. Moody restored him to his faith, and he began to speak in college groups about Jesus Christ. And this is what he says. He said, I cannot tell you what joy it gave me to bring my first soul to Jesus Christ. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago, right back here. I can't tell you the joy...It was to bring somebody to Jesus Christ. Have you had that joy? Have you gone through that door to bring a person to Jesus Christ?
他后来受到穆迪的影响，又再一次的回到主旁边，然后开始传福音。他说到，我第一次带人接受主的时候，那个喜乐实在是无法形容，就像几个礼拜前我也有同样的经验，我也带了一个年轻的弟兄接受主，我那个喜乐真的是无法形容。
He said, I've tasted all the pleasures the world can give, but I can tell you, leading to someone to Christ is the one thing that gave me more pleasures than all the pleasures of the world.
他说，我其实在世上各样的享乐我都享受过了，可是带人接受主，这是这样的喜乐，是没有任何的喜，这身上世界上的一切的享受能够相比的。
And the opportunity for him was an opportunity to go with other Englishmen to China to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in China back in the late 1900s.
所以神为他开了机会的门，他愿意与其他的同工到中国去传福音。
And he wrote to his mother, and I can imagine his mother had the same reaction if one of your bright young college students came home and said, Dad, I want to go to Africa as a doctor. Dad, I want to volunteer in Sierra Leone with the Ebola people. Dad, I want to write for Muslims. And he wrote to his mother.
所以他在去以前他写了一封信给他的母亲，我实在没有办法想象，如果今天你的孩子写了一封信，一个刚刚在大学的大学生或是大学刚毕业的孩子告诉你说，我要到非洲去传福音，我要到非洲去做医疗工作。
He writes to her this, Mother dear, I do pray God to show you that it is such a privilege to give up a child, to be used of God, to save poor sinners who have never heard the name of Jesus.
他说：“亲爱的母亲，我实在要告诉你，这真的是一个很大的荣幸。神愿意用到我来把福音传给那些从来没有听过耶稣基督名的人。”
I know there are some in this room who can say, my spiritual grandfather, my spiritual great-grandfather is Hudson Taylor, is C.T. Studd, is someone from the Cambridge Seven. I know that. Do you know there are places in the world today that have never heard the name of Jesus?
我相信在我们当中也有人会说，我属灵的祖父，我属灵的曾祖父是受了戴德森的影响，是受了斯达德的影响，因为我们在中间，现在世界上很多地方，你不晓得到底有多少的地方，多少的人从来没有听过耶稣基督。
This was a smart man, Cambridge graduate. This is a wealthy man. He received his father's inheritance when he was in China. And he decided, even before he knew the dollar amount, he gave all of it away. He gave to Hudson Taylor. He gave to George Mueller. He gave to other organizations. He gave it all away. And he said to his young wife, he said, now we're at the place God wants us. We seek God for everything.
是达德，他是真的是一个从一个家庭出来的，又有学识。可是他，当他后来他要承受一笔遗产的时候，他还没有接到那个钱的时候，他已经决定要把所有的钱都分发出去给各个福音上有份的人或者是事工。他这是他对他的妻子说，这就是我们开始。
This man, who worked 18 hours a day, he said this. He said, I would, there's some people, let's see if I can find this for you, right here. He said, some people wish to live within the sound of a church bell.
这个人他一天工作十八个钟头，他说有些人他只希望在这个教会里头那个钟打的时候，在钟声打起跟再打一次中间的那个工作时间。I
want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell.
可是我要在离那个地狱一尺之内的时候，我要赶紧的来。
He had to come back from China because he was sick. So where did he go? He went to India, pastored a church in India for a while. He had to leave India again because he was sick. They went back to England. They said, don't go anywhere. And this was not probably the best thing to do, but he spent the next 30 years of his life and died finally in Africa. He was a missionary to three continents.
他从中国回到英国，因为身体生病的关系，后来他又到了印度，也是因为生病的关系又回到英国。英国的人说，你不要再出去了。可是，在未来的后来的30年，他来到了非洲，他在非洲传福音。He
said, "I wish my grave would become a stepping stone for others."
他说，但愿我的坟是人家可以踩着我的坟往前走。
In his last letter home, he said this.
在他最后一封信写回家的这个信上，他说，
I believe now my departure is near from this world. I have a few things to rejoice they are these.
我相信这是我人生的终点了，可是我还有几件事情，我还有几件事情有的喜悦在这边。
God called me to China, and I went in spite of utmost opposition from all my family.
神呼召我到中国去，我去虽然有许多的拦阻，许多的不愿意我去的人。
Secondly, I acted as Christ told the rich young ruler to act. Sell all your possessions and follow me.
我做到神，就像神对那个少年官说的，我变卖所有来追随主。
Thirdly, I deliberately, at the call of God, went alone and gave my life for this work.
我专注的来回应主的呼召，来在这个服事上，完全的摆上。
He said, my passion, my goal, is for the whole unevangelized world. And today, there's a large mission agency, the World Evangelization Group, WEC, that was founded by C.T. Studd.
他说我所爱的就是要在各世界上来传这个福音，所以今天有一个世界的福音的一个组织，就是因着他来设立的。
At 10:30 in July 1931, he died, and his last words were, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. His last words, Hallelujah.
在他去世的那一天, 他的最后一个字, 最后所说的话就是 Hallelujah.
There's another one that I'd like to talk to you about, and his name was Jim Elliot.
还有一位过去的人，我想要与大家分享的是吉姆·艾略特。
A graduate of Wheaton College.
他是威腾学院毕业的。
A passion for God.
他对神有一个热忱的心。
To reach a group of Indians that no one had ever reached before, the Alka Indians.
他想要到一个从来没有听过神福音的一个民族。
He and a group of pilots and missionaries had figured a way to make contact with a group that no one had ever made contact with, and that was to fly their little Piper Cub in a very, very tight circle, drop a bucket down with pictures of the missionaries and some food items that the people, when they saw them, would know that these are the people up in the plane.
他与一些同工，就是那些开飞机的人，他们就在那个地方，他们飞机开得很低很低很低，然后就丢了一些他们的相片，还有一些食物，让那当地的那些居民，就是那些民族来看到，就是这些人是在飞机上来丢下这些东西的人。
And finally, one day, the pilot had discovered a very, very narrow, short sandy beach where they could land this little Piper Cub with his balloon tires, you know, bouncing on that sandy beach, and they landed there.
有一天那个飞行员他发现了一个小小的地方，他们可以把那个飞机这样降落在那个地方。
That was the little door of opportunity, no strength, just a little door of opportunity, and they pushed through.
那就是神替他们开了一个小小的门，可是他们把那个门推开来了。
And they landed and tentatively waited, and two Alka ladies came out from the jungle, and they recognized these missionaries, and they smiled, and they tried to make dinner for the six of them at that point, or five of them at that point.
所以他们就降落在那地方，然后耐心的等。后来在那个民族就有两个妇女出现，他们有一点接触，然后那个妇女就烧了一点饭给他们吃，就是那时候他们有六个人，那个福音团队有六个人。
Later on, they saw some men across the river, and eagerly, they went across the river to meet these men with smiles and ready to shake their hands, only to hear screams from the other side of the river. For these men were armed, and people from the other side were armed, and these missionaries were in the center of the river.
所以他们后来又在河的另外一边看到这个民族有几个男士在那边，他们就要想过河要跟他们打招呼。可是在他们在河的中间的时候，在他们的背后看到听到有人在喊叫，好像已经有了武器。所以他们那时候就他们在中间，对面是那个民族少数民族，然后带着武器的人在他们的背后。
In 1956, and I was living here in Glen Rock, New Jersey, 1956, they were speared to death. Their bodies were left in the river. On the cover of Life magazine, and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of kids gave their life to Jesus Christ, to follow Christ, to follow Jim Elliot into missions. They went through that open door. No matter what it cost them, they went through it. And then there was another door for them.
就是在1956年，他们就在那个河上被箭，乱箭刺死了。他们的照片在美国杂志上面，封面放了他们的照片。就是因为这样，成千上万的年轻人为了他们而愿意把自己摆上，为传福音有份。所以就是因为这么小小的门，有更大的门开了。
Jim Elliot said this.
吉姆艾略斯这么说。
Father, make me a crisis man. Bring those I contact to a decision. Let me not be a milepost on a single road. Make me a fork that men must turn one way or the other.
父神，让我成为一个在各样环境中能够站立得住的人，让我能够带那些不能做决定的做决定，让我不要成为一个只是放在那边没什么用意的人，让我能够成为一个有用的人，而能够带着人家来进入，来能够面对神的一个人。
There's a young man from Reach Ministry who's in Nepal right now, having a ministry with street people. I knew him when I was teaching at Reach. He's there, I think, by himself, working with cripples, working with Nepalese, working with people who need the love of Jesus Christ, and he has given his life because of that door of opportunity.
我认识一个弟兄，他现在的服事就是在服事这些残疾的生病的在各样在生活上在各样的环境中都是有缺陷的，可是他就是因为神替他开了这个门，所以他愿意。
But I want to say to him, Clement, you're just one guy. Jim Elliot, you're just one man. C.T. Studd, you're just one man. What are you going to do?
我想对这些弟兄过去的和现在的说，你就是一个人，你就是一个人，你到底想能，你能做什么？
When you go through an open door like this, you leave the results to God.
当你愿意拿起这个机会的时候，当你愿意经过这个，走过这个门的时候，你把结果交给神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we come to you and are thankful that you do put doors of opportunity in our way.
父神，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你一定会把机会开给我们。
Some of us have to consider who we are going to marry. Some of us have to consider where we're going to live, where we're going to go to school.
我们在我们当中，我们知道我们还在寻求配偶，我们还在寻求我们到底要住在哪里。
And as we approach each of those doors, may we say, Thy will be done.
当我们机会来的时候，求神告诉我们，让我们能够说你的旨意成就。
Help us to remember that you have the key that you can open and you can close.
帮助我们记得你是带着那个机会的钥匙的人，你可以开，你也可以关。
Help us to consistently look for opportunities to speak for Christ, to make vocational decisions for Christ.
帮助我们能够持守在各样的机会、各样的环境中来够能够传说、来个传说主耶稣基督。
Let us not look to our intellect, our bank account.
让我们不要靠着我们的智慧，不要靠着我们的财富。
Let us thank God for the little strength that we have.
让我们感谢神给我们这样小小的能力。
And the big God that we have.
我们的神是多么伟大的神。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Now we are going to come to the Lord's table.
我们要来到主的桌前。
If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果你知道主耶稣是你的救主，
you're invited to partake of the bread and the cup.
我们欢迎你，与我们一同享用主的杯和饼。
This is the Lord's table. It's not the church's table. It's the Lord's table.
这是主的桌子，不是教会的桌子。
If you don't know Jesus Christ,
如果你还不认识主，
we encourage you to use the time to pray to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
但愿你能够借着这样的光景，能够祷告神，让你的心灵能够来接受神。
And that we will celebrate this together. Now, if you are in the Truth Seekers class or the baptismal class, you may be dismissed at this moment, and then I'm going to have a word of prayer. So if you're going to the Truth Seekers class or the baptismal class, you may be dismissed, and I'm going to read some scripture, and we're going to come to the Lord's table.
如果你是要参加慕道班或受浸班，请你现在离开。